It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
It will be Mountain Homes basketball to start this final quarter as they trail Nettleton 36-21. Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Martin, and we're back underway. Martin into the front court. Once again, a man-to-man defense for Nettleton. Martin drills to the left side. Takes her drill, now gives it to Gilbert up at the top. Finds 10 in the paint for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Ball was about to head out of bounds, but Nettleton secured the rebound, but they turn it over as they throw it into the front and on the other side of the court, right to the hands of Kate Gilbert. Back the other way, Peyton Husky's going to pull up on the right side for the three-pointer. Good. Husky with her first 3 points of the night, 36-24, Nettleton leading it, 7:22 left of the game. Here's Crippen with it up top for the Lady Raiders. Ball goes down to Love near the left corner, now up top to Young. Young's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And she'll head to the free throw line. Kyra Pence picks up her first personal foul. 15th foul here in the second half against Mountain Home. So Deja Young back at the free throw line, where so far she's one of two with 5 points. First free throw for Young. Good. One more free throw coming up for Young. Young's second shot is up, and she gets both. 7 points on the night for Deja Young. 38-24, Nelson on top. 7:12 left of the game. Inbound pass goes to Martin. Another full-court man for the Lady Raiders. Martin into the front court, drills to the right wing. Throws it to a cutting Husky in the lane. Back to Martin. Finds Penn near the right elbow. Down to Foreman on the low block. She's going to be fouled from behind. A reaching foul called against Deja Young. That's her second personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Raiders. 6:54 left to play in the game. Mountain with the ball trailing by 14. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Foreman on the left side of the paint. She puts up the jumper off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 4 points on the night. Back the other way. Eaton going up for the jumper. Just set right over Kate Gilbert. Good. Well, she's tough to handle. Alana Eaton with 14 points. 40-26. Mountain Home trailing Nettleton. And before the 5 second count can be called, Mountain Home's going to call a timeout to avoid the turnover. We'll break with 6:35. Let's play in the game. Nettleton leading Mountain Home 40-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Mountain Home will inbound it coming out of the timeout with 6:35 left to play in the game as they trail Nettleton 40-26. Inbound pass will be triggered by Husky. And it goes into Penn. Now back to Husky. Now a zone press by Nettleton. And Husky still has to get across the timeline, and she tried to get it to Gilbert. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Nettleton. Quickly, they're back. Here is Love going up for the layup. No good. Therefore, the rebound was Neban, and she gets her first 2 points of the night. Ja'Kyra Meebon with 2 points. And that was the 18th turnover against Mountain Home. Inbound pass goes to Martin. Another zone press for Nettleton. Martin picks up a dribble, gets into the front court to Gilbert. And she's going to have the ball knocked away and stolen by Nettleton once again. And back the other way, Eden's going to call up for the jumper just under the basket. No good. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in. Alana Eden with 14 points. Here's Husky throwing it into the front court, trying to throw it to a pin in the front court. Ball was knocked away by Young. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Mountain Home will inbound it with 5:43 left to play in the game. 44-26, Lady Raiders on top. Inbound pass will go to Martin from the far sideline. She has it near the top. Dribbles over to the right side. Now throws it up top to Foreman. Picks over dribble, tries to give down the pin. She's going to be fouled from behind. Ja'Kyra Meebon with her first personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Raiders here in the second half. 5:28 left to play in the game. Gilbert will inbound it on the baseline. Gets in to Foreman, just outside lane. Back to Gilbert in the right corner. She's going to go down into the paint. Pulls up for the jumper, no good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 5:23 left to play in this contest. Milo picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 6 against the Lady Raiders. Next one, we'll put Mountain Home in the bonus. So, Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she is 3 of 4 with 3 points. Gilbert's first free throw is up. Good. One more free throw for Kate Gilbert. Gilbert's second shot is up and good. She gets both. She now has 5 points, all from the charity stripe. And Husky stealing the inbound pass. Back to the way. She gives it to Foreman. And she goes up for a layup. Shot was blocked, but she draws contact. Now she'll head to the free throw line with 5:20 left to play. Ja'Kyra Meebon picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 7. Now, that does put Mountain Home in the bonus, but this is going to be 2 shots regardless. Anna Grace Foreman so far, 0 of 2 from the free throw line with 4 points. First shot for Foreman, good. Kylie Walford-Bird, she's going to check back in for Nettleton, replacing Ja'Kyra Meebon. So one more free throw for Foreman. Second shot is up, in and out, no good, and the rebound is controlled by the Lady Raiders. 44-29, Nettleton leading it. Back the other way, here is Love dribbling to the elbow. Now her pass was knocked away, stolen by Foreman. Turnover by Nettleton. Back to here comes Mountain Home. Ball goes down to Foreman. She has it knocked away from her. Now a loose ball, and a jump ball is going to be called. And it's going to be Nettleton's basketball, I believe. And so that will be the 20th turnover against Mountain Home. With 5 minutes left to play in the game. 44-29, Nettleton with the ball and the lead. Inbound. Well, just right after they throw down in the inbound pass, now they stop play because they know some perspiration on the floor. So they're going to clean that up real quick before we get started back up. So they get that taken care of, and we'll get back to action real quick. 15-point Lady Raider advantage. Inbound pass goes to Crippen. She'll walk it into the front court. Man-to-man defense for Mountain Home. Ball goes over on the left side to Love. Now up top to Wofford Bird. Over to Crippen on the right side. Now up top to Young. Now Young is going to dribble toward the elbow, kicks out to Crippen. Crippen goes down towards the left elbow. Now near the free throw line. Now she'll dribble back up top. 4.5 minutes left. Ball goes over to Young on the right wing. She'll take the screen from Wofford Bird. Going to pull up in the lane for the jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up with the layup. Can't get the ball to go. This time Crippen gets the rebound. She gives it back to Young on the low block. She gets the layup good. Deja Young with 9 points. 46-29, Nettleton on top. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. Gets into the front court to pin. tries to throw it. The Foreman pass was well over her head. It goes out of bounds, and Nelson will get it back on Mount Holmes' 21st turnover. 3:59 left to play in the game. Lady Raiders on top, 46-29, as Crippen will walk it into the front court. Crippen in across the timeline, throws it to Walford Byrd. Now ball goes to Love. Up top to Young. Young's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Rolls around, no good. And the ball's knocked around, finally controlled by Aiden. She's going to get the layup and draw contact. Alana Eaton will go to the line for the three-point play with 3:40 left to play in the game. That foul was on Kate Gilbert. That is her second personal foul, team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. And before the free throw, a Lady Bombers are going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3:40 left to play in the game. It is Nelson on top, 48-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not bank guarantee.
Well, Alana Eaton at the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play. Free throws up, and she gets it. She's now 3-3 from the charity stripe with 19 points and has a 20-point Nelson advantage. Back the other way, here's Foreman with the ball on the near the right corner. She throws it out to Gilbert on the wing. Now ball goes up top with Husky. Husky will drill to the right side. Now up top to Gilbert. Now Husky has it between the circles. Husky drills to the right side, gets there on the wing to Martin. And now she's going to be tied up. It's going to be Mountain's ball on possession arrow. 3:13 left to play in the game. Mountain will inbound it on the near sideline, trailing by 20. Husky will clear the pass. Tries to get into Foreman. And a foul is going to be called on Nettleton, as on Tali Walford Byrd, her third personal foul, team foul number 8 against Nettleton. So it's going to be a 1-1 for Anna Grace Foreman. So far, she is 1-4 from the free throw line with 5 points. Foreman's first free throw is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. .311 left on this clock as Foreman has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up, rolls around, and goes in. So she now has 7 points. It's an 18-point Nelson lead, 49-31 our score with a little over 3 minutes left. Here's Crippen into the front court. Throws it down to Eaton. Pass down on the low block is knocked away. Stolen by Mount Home. Ninth turnover against the Lady Raiders. Martin will walk it into the front court. Over to Husky on the right side. Over to Martin now. She has it on the wing. Martin dribbles down into the corner, pulls up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Eaton. She's quickly back into the front court for Nettleton. A little over 2.5 minutes left. Eaton almost lost the handle of the ball, but she goes up in the paint for the leading jumper. Good. Alana Eaton now with 21 points. 2:22 left to play in the game. 51-31, Lady Raiders on top. Here's Martin into the front court, dribbles to the right side. Ball goes down to Yates on the low block. She's going to be fouled from behind. That is on Tylee Walford-Byrd, her fourth personal foul. And this will be the last 1-1 for Mountain Home. This will be by Ashton Yates. Several subs coming in now for Nelson. Actually, I think they may have cleared. Well, they cleared the floor except for Maya Love. No, or actually.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 3 gigabytes of high speed data now for $20 a month for the first 3 months. Just $20 a month on a lightning fast 4G LTE nationwide network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Learn more at simplemobile.com. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple.
Requires new auto re-up enrollment by 3/31/19. $23.75 per month after first 3 months. Credit card and Simple Mobile account required for enrollment. See terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
What's up, guys? It's Elena. And when it comes to dating, many people say love has gotten lost. But if you still believe in love, Match is the app for you. Match has created millions of love stories. They've been number one in first and second dates, number one in marriages, and over 1 million babies made. Plus, the Match app got rid of swiping, so people put more thought into their choices. You can now view photos and read more about the people you see. So download the Match app for free today and find someone who believes in love just like you do.
10th turnover against the Lady Raiders. Mariah Hudson checking in the game for the first time tonight for Mountain Home as she replaces Kate Gilbert. Hudson, a 5'6 sophomore. Jackson will take the inbound pass with 1:40 left in the game. Jackson throws to Payne. Now Payne drills down into the corner, picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now kicks out to Foreman on the wing. Cross court to Hudson. Hudson throws up top to Foreman, over to Payne on the right side. She'll take the screen and throws it down to Foreman on the low block. Foreman pulls it, goes up for the jumper off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman now with 9 points. And back the other way, Nelton's going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 108 left to play in the game. It is Nelton leading Mountain 51-53. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
So Nelson with the ball coming out of the timeout. They're still in the huddle. They're going to come out. Now they finally come out on the floor. 108, let's play in the game. It is 51-33, Lady Raiders on top. It will be Woodruff inbounding it on the baseline. Gets it there. Gets it in to Daniels, who goes immediately up for the basket, and she draws contact. So a three-point play coming up for a three-point opportunity coming up for Wakira Daniels. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her third personal foul. That is the seventh team foul against the Lady Bombers. So Daniels at the line to try to convert the three-point play. She can't get the free throw, though. And ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Nettleton, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 106 left to play in the game. Abby Martin checking into the game for the first time tonight, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. Abby Martin, a 5'7 junior. Jackson will inbound it to Payne. The lower minute left to play in this game. It's a 20-point Nelson lead. Payne into the front court, drills to the right wing. Takes the screen from Yates, drills up top. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Emily Payne with 6 points. 53-36, Nelson leading it. 46 seconds left. Falls over on the right side to Daniels. Now up top to Benford, over to Woodruff on the left. Woodruff going into the lane. Tried to kick it to Benford. She couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. 11th turnover against Nelson with 35.7 seconds left. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing by 17. Hanging across the timeline. Dribbles to the right side. Now goes back up to the top. 25 seconds left. Ball goes over to Martin on the right side. Martin's going to pull up on the right side for the three-pointer. Good. Abby Martin with her first 3 points of the night. 53-39, Nelson leading it. 13 seconds left. Ball's over on the left side to Dacus. Dacus going down into the lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around, will not go. Offensive rebound for Zakira Meeban. She can't get the foul to go, but she draws contact with 5.2 seconds left. So she'll hit to the line for a pair of free throws. Abby Martin with her first personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. Meeban's first free throw attempt of the night. First shot is up and good. One more free throw coming up for Jakira Meeban. Second shot is up. No good. She gets one of two. Long rebound. Well, it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. So Nelton will inbound it on the far sideline with 4.4 seconds left. It will be Meeban inbounding it. She gets it into Woodruff. Down to Benford. Her jumper on the low block. No good. She gets the foul to go right before the buzzer. But Kyra Benford with her first 2 points of the night, and that's the way this ball game is going to end. Our final score tonight, Nelton defeating Mountain Home, 56-39. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member